5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where we tell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. About a week ago, my mom was in town, and while we were having dinner, the poem Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod was brought up. I've never heard of the poem, so I looked it up, and sure enough, I found it. So today, we are going to read two poems, the first one being Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod, and the second is The Night Wind. Both poems come from the book Lullaby Land, written by Eugene Field. I think going forward from today, for the next few episodes or so, since we are now in October, I need to find some Halloween stories to read, so look for those in the coming episodes. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
To go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
The Night Wind. Have you ever heard the wind go you? 'Tis a pitiful sound to hear. It seems to chill you through and through with a strange and speechless fear. 'Tis the voice of the night that broods outside when folks should be asleep, and many's the time I've cried to the darkness brooding far and wide over the land and the deep. Whom do you want, O lonely night, that you wail the long hours through? And the night would say in its ghostly way, you, you, you. My mother told me long ago, when I was a little lad, that when the night went wailing so, somebody had been bad. And then when I was snug in bed, whither I had been sent, with the blankets pulled up round my head, I'd think of what my mother'd said, and wonder what boy she meant. And who's been bad today, I'd ask, of the wind that hoarsely blew, and the voice would say in its meaningful way, you, you, you. That this was true, I must allow, you'll not believe it, though. Yes, though I'm quite a model now, I was not always so. And if you doubt what things I say, suppose you make the test. Suppose when you've been bad some day, and up to bed or sent away from mother and the rest. Suppose you ask who's been bad, and then you'll hear what's true. For the wind will moan in its ruthless tone, you, you, you. Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod. Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod one night sailed off in a wooden shoe, sailed on a river of crystal light into a sea of dew. Where are you going, and what do you wish? The old moon asked the three. We have come to fish for the herring fish that live in this beautiful sea. Nets of silver and gold have we, said Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod. The old moon laughed and sang a song as they rocked in the wooden shoe, and the wind that sped them all night long ruffled the waves of dew. The little stars were the herring fish that lived in that beautiful sea. Now cast your nets wherever you wish, never afeard are we. So cried the stars to the fishermen three, Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod. All night long their nets they threw to the stars in the twinkling foam. Then down from the skies came the wooden shoe, bringing the fishermen home. 'Twas all so pretty a sail it seemed, as if it could not be, and some folks thought 'twas a dream they dreamed of sailing that beautiful sea. But I shall name you the fishermen three, Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod. Winkin' and Blinkin' are two little eyes, and Nod is a little head, and the wooden shoe that sailed the skies is a wee one's trundle bed. So shut your eyes while mother sings of wonderful sights that be, and you shall see the beautiful things as you rock in the misty sea, where the old shoe rocked the fishermen three, Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com, or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the space shuttle found its place in history and has come to a final stop.